I'm 25 years old, so I was baptized after 30 days, actually, after we were born. Boys get baptized after 30 days, and girls get baptized after 60 days. And so I was baptized, I was born in Egypt, and I was baptized. And since then, I've been in the Coptic Church, and we like to think of it as ambassadors of Christ. And so I've, from a very young age, I was always involved in church activities, in the choir, in hymns and songs. And in dramas as well as some plays. And then when we came to Ireland, I grew up here, so I came when I was 9 years old, stayed a year in Cavan, and then I came to Dublin then for the past 15, 16 years. So I've been involved in the church in lots of different ways. So I'm a deacon, and I'm also a servant here in the Coptic Church.
How do you become a deacon?
So we have 7 different ranks of deaconate. So the first rank is a singer, or what we call a psaltos, and the second rank is a reader, or what we call a gnostos, and then there's a semi-deacon, and there's a full diacon then afterwards, and then there's the priesthood then of a priest, and then a hegumen, and then bishop, and then you can become pope. So the rank I'm at the moment is a hegumen, which is the second, a reader, which is the second rank, and that's what we call a gnostos. So basically, when I was around 7 or 8 years old, I was ordained as a singer. After learning hymns and learning songs, I was ordained in Egypt as a singer. Then when I came here in Ireland at the age of 17, I was ordained as a reader, where we were told beforehand that we had to learn some hymns. We had to read the Bible a lot and understand the Bible and be able to interpret it and be able to explain it to others. And so now I'm a reader, and in the Holy Liturgy, we have 5 different readings. We have the Pauline, the Catholic, the Acts, the Synaxarium, and the Gospel. So most of them are very similar to the Catholic Church. The only one really that's different is the Synaxarium, and that's just the story of the saints. So we have, as we've explained before, lots of different saints in our church, and so that's just the story of the saints. So only the readers are able to read during the Holy Liturgy, and then the singers are asked to stand in the pews and sing the different hymns and songs during the liturgy. So that's the stage I'm at right now.
And do you think you'll be going forwards? Do you think you'll be taking things further?
It will depend on God's grace and if the bishop sees fit. So only the bishop can ordain deacons and increase their ranks. So today, for example, the bishop was here and he increased one of the ranks of one of the deacons from a singer to a reader. So it will depend on experience. It will depend on how much we read the Bible and how much we can teach and how much we learn. And then if he sees fit, then we get ordained. But it's not something that we try to look for or try to gain, because we try to teach humility and we try to be humble as much as possible. And so we don't consider it as a promotion, but rather than more service and more responsibility. And so nobody ever looks for it. It's something that's given. We never feel that we deserve it. It's something that we're not worthy of, and it all depends on God's grace.
You went to a World Youth Day for the faithful in the Coptic Orthodox faithful in Egypt. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, so in the last week of August, it was the first World Youth Week of the Coptic Orthodox Church. Excuse me, where Pope Tawadros II organized this week, where he wanted to bring the youth from all over the world, from the Coptic Church, back to the roots, back to the originality, back where it all began in Egypt, in the Coptic Orthodox Church. And so I was fortunate enough to be selected as the Irish representative with another girl from Ireland called Sandra Gindi, and we went over to Egypt for a whole week, where we got to experience firsthand interpersonal relations with the Pope. We met him about 5-6 days, almost every day, and initially it was very strange kind of seeing the Pope, and it was very sort of like such holiness and such majesty and coming in and all stand up and greet him and so on. After 3-4 days, he walks in and be like, "Hey, Sayyidan, hi, your holiness," and say, you know, because we've seen him so many times, but he's still amazing. He was so loving and really welcoming to us, and we were even able to have breakfast with him and sit down with him and have a one-to-one communication with him. So that was one part of it. the major part of it was going to see our monasteries that are 2,000 years old, to see the monks and to see saints. Some people, it was their first time ever going to Egypt. So from people who were raised in Canada and America all their life, it was the first time ever going to Egypt. And there was youth from all over the world. There's 200 youth members there. People from America, Australia, Canada, Europe in general, France, Austria, UK, you name it. Germany, South America, and obviously Ireland. So we got the experience meeting the Pope. We also met lots of different bishops as well, who gave us the time to meet us and greet us. Then we also got, there was a touristic part of it as well. So we went to see the pyramids. We went to see lots of monasteries. We went to see the opera house, the Egyptian opera house. We went to see Alexandria. We went to see lots of different places, the Nile. We had a cruise on the, in Alexandria as well. Every day was very, very packed. It was from 7 a.m. to midnight. Lots of different activities and so on.
In terms of life in Egypt and so on, I mean, in Ireland, for example, we have an ambassador to from Egypt to Ireland, who is a Coptic. Copt, is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Ambassador Sohail Gindi is an excellent ambassador and one of my favorite ambassadors.
And a lady as well.
Exactly. Yeah, she's not only a lady but also a Coptic Christian, so it's very, very impressive. She's also very inspirational. Once you speak to her and once you see her, she's a very strong woman, a very lovely woman, and she's very amazing what she does, and she's really, really passionate for Egypt, and you can really see that. And so it just shows how much Egypt has developed over the years. Not only is she female, but she's also Coptic, and so we're very proud of her, and we support her. Unfortunately, she's leaving soon, but we'll always continue to support her, and we feel like she's one of our community now.
In terms of the things in Egypt, and what I mean, there's a new cathedral, isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right. So last Christmas, literally, so our Christmas is celebrated on the 7th of January, not the 25th of December, actually. And so last Christmas for us, President El-Sisi went with Pope Tewodros and the head sheikh, or the head Muslim head, and the three of them went to open the biggest, one of the biggest mosques in the Middle East and the biggest cathedral in the Middle East. So that's the new Cathedral of the Nativity. That's what it's called, because it was opened during the Nativity. And so it was a beautiful, beautiful celebration. And something that I really myself enjoyed watching was that the opening speech for the mosque, the Pope made it. And the opening speech for the cathedral, the head imam made it. So it's just really nice to see that it's, we don't really differentiate between Muslims and Christians in Egypt. And if you walk in the streets of Egypt, you won't be able to differentiate who's Muslim, who's Christian. And that's something that is very true and something very nice to see. I think Egypt's one of the very few countries where you can actually see that in real life, that it's hard to differentiate. The only difference, I guess, is obviously the way of worship. He goes to the church or he goes to the mosque. But besides that, they're both working, they're both living.
How about you and Ireland and growing up here? How did you find that?
I really enjoyed it, to be honest, because I feel very fortunate to have lived both ways, 9 years in Egypt and about 16 years here in Ireland. So I feel very fortunate, very lucky to have experienced both. And I think I really grew as a person learning from both cultures. I'm proud to be both. I pride myself in the Irish nationality and also the Egyptian nationality, and I do have both nationalities. And I pride myself in having families in both countries. My close family is here in Ireland, but also my wider family is in Egypt. And not only that, excuse me, I also consider my friends from school growing up here also my family, and my church community here is also my family. But when I go back to Egypt, there's also my childhood friends that I consider really, really close to, and my cousins and my uncles and stuff, my family. And so I feel really fortunate. Since we came to Ireland 17 years ago, there's also, everyone's been really, really welcoming and very kind of greeting us with open arms. And so I feel very honored and very privileged to come here. And I don't feel like a stranger anymore. I feel like this is my country and I feel like I belong here now. And not only that, I'm actually promoting tourism now in Ireland. We have a big event coming up in March, which is a reunion of the World Youth Week. So we have about 25 different youth coming from all over the world here to Ireland for 5 days, just to kind of see the country and visit different areas and the top touristic areas. And so I feel really honored to be an ambassador for Ireland, to go and promote tourism in Ireland and to invite all these youth here.